The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus spoke to his disciples, "There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on the earth distress among nations, confused by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will faint from fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud, with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to take place, stand up and raise your heads, for your redemption is drawing near. Be on your guard so that your hearts are not weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of this life, and that day catch you unexpectedly like a trap. For it will come upon all who live on the face of the whole earth. Be alert at all times, praying that you may have the strength to escape all these things that will take place and to stand before the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Today is the first Sunday of Advent, as you know, and during Advent, Deacon Charles and I will be preaching on the topic of prayer, because we thought prayer would be a good series to preach on because it's absolutely necessary in preparing ourselves to celebrate Christmas more deeply, but also it's necessary to prepare ourselves for our meeting with God one day. So the homilies will be a little bit shorter, and at the end of Mass, we've asked people to come up and give a short witness on how prayer has changed and impacted and blessed their lives. So in speaking about the importance of prayer with you, I'd like to share with you a story. A few years ago, a magazine wrote about the disaster of the Titanic. As you know, the Titanic, on the night of April 15th, 1912, it hit an iceberg in the North Atlantic and sank. And over 1,500 people suddenly lost their lives. And it was the worst sea disaster in history. And so this magazine article wrote about it, and then it asked a very peculiar question. It's sort of almost a shocking question. It said, "If you were on the Titanic when it was sinking, would you be rearranging the chairs on the deck?" Now, I'm sure we would all answer saying, what a ridiculous question. Like, no one with an ounce of sanity would be ignoring the wailing sirens or the shouts of drowning people as a ship was sinking beneath the waves in order to rearrange the chairs on the deck. And yet, the magazine pointed out that that's exactly what millions of people are doing with their lives. They're taken up with making a living that they forget the purpose of life. They're so taken up with the cares, worries, pleasures, material things, the plans they have for their lives, that they forget the very purpose for which God gave them life. Now, like the Titanic, our journey through this life that we are living is going to end. It's an absolute certainty. You know, as one famous person said, he said, "I hate to tell you this, but nobody's going to get out of this alive." It's very true. Our life, in a sense, is the Titanic. We are someday going to go down. And so we need to ask ourselves, how are we spending our lives? Are we spending our lives rearranging deck chairs on this sinking ship? Are we so caught up with ourselves, our worldly plans, our desires and concerns, that we're forgetting to make preparations for the life to come? And that's exactly what Jesus is warning us today in the gospel. He repeats this warning in many different places. He says, "Watch and pray, for you do not know the hour." And as priests, we hear this all the time at funerals. Father, we did not know he was going to die so quickly. Or, Father, we thought she was getting better, but then she died. Or, Father, no one can believe he died so young. It was so unexpected. We hear that all the time. Just let me give you a concrete example. I read a while ago, some years ago, a Hollywood actor suddenly became ill. And he was young, and it was totally unexpected. And when he went to his doctor checked him, and he was very shocked when the doctor said, quite bluntly, he said, "Your situation is desperate. We have to operate within the next 36 hours, or you will be dead." And later, the actor said, "I learned more about myself in those 36 hours than I had in the previous 36 years of my life." He said, "I discovered that I was not afraid to die. I made it a habit to pray to Jesus every day of my life for his guidance, blessing, and strength on all that I was doing. And now that he was possibly just minutes away from coming, I discovered that Jesus and I were not strangers. In fact, we were close friends, and it gave me great joy and peace." And so this is the church's message on this first Sunday of Advent, is watch and pray. Watch over how we live our lives and pray always. Praying regularly and always, sharing everything we're doing and going through, and asking the Lord to guide us, help us, and bless us in every undertaking, this is going to make all the difference in the world. We may not see it from day to day, but it's kind of like if we spend time with the Lord in prayer, it's like spending time outside in the summer. We may not notice it, but after spending weeks in the sunshine, maybe cutting the grass, doing the garden, or playing golf, or going for a walk, then when somebody we haven't seen in maybe a month, we see them, suddenly they say to us, "Wow, you've got a really nice tan. Did you go on holiday?" And then you realize that, oh, being out in the sun really did make a difference. And it's like that with prayer. Making time for prayer every day, praying about everything, it will really make a difference in our life and in our heart, even if we don't realize it. On the other hand, if we don't pray, that will also make a difference. Let us listen to what St. Macarius said about that. He's an early church father who was born in 300 AD. He was an Egyptian monk and a hermit, and he was known as Macarius the Elder, or Macarius, the lamp of the desert. And when he was talking about praying and people not praying, he said, "Woe to the path that is not walked on which the voices of men are not heard, for then that path has become the haunt of wild animals. Woe to the house where no master lives. Left to itself, the house becomes dark, choked with filth. Woe to the soul that does not allow Christ to cultivate it with care to produce good fruits of the Holy Spirit. Left to itself, it will produce only thorns and thistles that are fit for burning. Woe to the soul that does not allow Christ to be its true pilot, and drifting along only in darkness, buffeted by the waves of passion. Left to itself, it will capsize." And so he puts that very nicely with these analogies, but the saints all agree that without prayer, it is impossible to be saved. The soul that refuses to pray will be damned. That's because God will not save a soul without the soul's cooperation and desire. But if we desire to produce good fruit in our lives, fruit that is worthy of eternal life, if we desire our souls to be filled with light and grace, if we desire to know the proper course in our lives, and if we desire to have the strength to overcome all the storms in life, then we need to be souls who daily watch over how we choose to live and souls who pray all the time. Now, I just want to conclude with two suggestions of how we can pray all the time, easy suggestions. One is to develop the habit of pausing and saying a quick little prayer in our hearts every time we begin a new task in our day. For example, just say, "Lord, I'm leaving in the car now to visit these people. Let us do this together. Help me to bring your joy and love to them." Then we're done. Or, "Lord, I'm about to work outside or go shopping. Let us do this together and help me to do it as well as I can out of love for you." Or, Lord, I'm about to go to this meeting or go to this class. Let us do this together. Help me to go through it with your wisdom and truth. It just takes a second to pray like that. But then if we do that, every time we change our focus or of what we're doing in our day, we're asking the Lord to accompany us and bless us in everything that we're doing. And another time to pray is every time we start to lose our peace of heart. You know, God is a God of peace. So if we notice that we're starting to feel anxious, agitated, frustrated, angry, fearful, worried, it means that we're under some sort of spiritual attack and we need to pray. And so we simply need to tell Jesus how we're feeling, what we are thinking about, and then strive to surrender our will to his will in that moment, and then peace will return to us. And so today, Jesus tells us to watch and pray always. People who do not watch and pray, and instead just focus on worldly concerns and their worldly life, they are really just rearranging deck chairs on a sinking ship. Their hearts will be then like paths that are not walked on, like fields that are not being worked on, hearts that are like a home that does not have Christ as its master. Their hearts will then be empty of beauty and grace that comes from God, and instead will be filled with self-centeredness. However, those who do watch and pray always are those whose hearts will be more and more filled with God's light and his beauty. Hearts who have been trained more and more in virtue and goodness. Hearts who are on the right course in life, and hearts who are peaceful. And at the end, they will then be able to go to God and say, "Welcome, Lord. After all these years of watching and praying in faith, it is good to see you face to face."